Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Hey, speaking of hockey, it's Legends Week here on The Fan, powered by Siltahar Motors. And right now we welcome in a former Avalanche defenseman, Adam Foote. Adam, welcome. Hey, thanks for taking some time with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, we had Clint Hurdle on Monday, and the first question we asked Clint was, in your time in Denver, what sticks out with you the most? And he said it was a World Series that we went to in 2007. For you, when you look back at your time and two different stints with the Avalanche here, Adam, what sticks out the most? What's the top of your memory list there?
Well, I mean, winning, I would have to agree with him. I mean, them going to the World Series and almost getting it done, that's awesome. But for us just to be able to win and both championships, I mean, the first one, winning, we were young, and I don't think we realized until, I mean, I know maybe I'll just speak for myself, I didn't realize how good we were until probably round two of the playoffs, and just to win the first championship in the state. And then I don't know if the Ray Bourque deal, Joe handing the cup over to him, topped it. I think it probably did with a lot of fans. But when you can win in a city, you just feel like you're part of it forever. It's a great feeling.
Difference between winning a Stanley Cup and winning a gold medal for Team Canada, which you did in 2002. Which juxtapose those two feelings. Which one stands out more for you, or if any of them do?
Yeah, it's a great question because, you know, when we went to the Olympics, we didn't win it the first time in Nagano. We lost to the shootout there, to Hasek. But when we ended up winning it, I didn't realize how big it was until the following seasons. You travel in Canada and play in the NHL cities, and fans come up to you, Vancouver Canuck fans, you know, Montreal Canadiens fans. They approach you and they say thank you for winning the medal, and until then I didn't realize how huge it was, but it was different. It's a different tournament. It's a mental grind for sure, because you don't want to mess up, you know, representing your country and you know, being that player that made that crucial mistake. And I know you can't go in thinking that way, but the NHL, the Stanley Cup playoffs, is such a grind. It's seven game series, and it was definitely harder physically, and I still think the cup, it's hard to say, but the cup, something about raising that Stanley Cup, it's a special thing.
Hey, Adam, curious, you began your career with Quebec, and when you, a personal curiosity, when you got the word that franchise is moving to Denver, Colorado, what do you think? Do you remember your thoughts when you first heard, you know, I gotta uproot here, we're going to the States?
I can't believe you guys asked that question. If you give me a minute, I'll tell one great story. CCM at the time sent me a box of T-shirts over and hats to my apartment in Quebec. And, you know, I was a young player. It was nice to get freebies and things like that. And we heard rumblings. You know, the season was over in Quebec. We heard rumblings that we were going to get sold, but I was young and I wasn't really paying too much attention to it. The season was over. We were out the night before. I'm late to get to the rink for our final meeting. I grab a T-shirt out. I put this purple T-shirt on. I run to the rink. And after the media is all over me, they come over and they're talking to me. They're like, I guess you're ready to go to Colorado. And I go, what are you talking about? And I look down, I'm wearing a Rockies T-shirt. And the Colorado Rockies season, I'm like, I had no idea I had it on, and I wasn't quite sure that the deal was almost going through. So it was Cross Canada and the Globe and Mail that I was almost like I was smearing them, and it was so innocent. But how about that for grabbing the purple T-shirt?
Oh, that's, awesome.
That is amazing. You know, I don't know if you got to watch, Adam, on ESPN, the whole documentary about Michael Jordan, what a grinder he was, and how he, how he basically just kind of ruled a little bit with an iron fist over the Bulls during those championship years. And I had the good fortune of having Patrick Wall, when he was the coach here, come into studio, once a week. And the intensity of Patrick Wall in studio was something special. And as I was watching that documentary, I kept thinking to myself, I wonder if Patrick Wall was that guy for the Avalanche during those Stanley Cup runs. If he was the guy that kind of cracked the whip in the locker room, what was it like playing with him and the legend that kind of he was between the pipes?
Well, I remember Patrick saying something to me my first year rooming with him. I roomed with him for 8 seasons, and, he said, in order to win, the hard things have to be done, hard things have to be said. And he said, we're paid to be pros and friends second, and I'll never forget that. And it's the hardest thing to do, and I think in the era now, even playing now in your sport, football, or my sport, hockey, I think it's getting harder to be that way, to tell the truth, to hold people accountable. But if you're going to win, your best players have to be your best players, and they're going to have to lead by example. But I think every dressing room I've been in, when we've had good teams, even the Olympics, some things have had to be said, and some the big players step up and calm things. Wall was definitely one of those guys.
I got to ask you, too, about the fans in Denver when you're playing here, Adam. I know that when you guys came from Quebec and started playing, it was a very good team, a really good young team. And so it helped to have the fans embrace you. But just talk about, I went to many hockey games when you were playing. That place is pretty crazy in the heyday. Talk about the Denver fans and what they meant to you when you were playing.
Well, it was great. I mean, we had our tough times, and I didn't, Joe was there before me in Quebec, so he saw even tougher times when he first came in, but he had great seasons in Quebec. But when we came over, we were starting to get better. We had a good core in place, and the fans, we were winning. We were winning hockey games, and we were just young, and the fans took us in, and they loved the game. The McNichols was packed all the time, and it was still in... we were hitting the end of the era of, there was a lot more fighting back then as well with the players that we had. And it was exciting times. And then we moved to the Pepsi Center, and it was a lot of hype, and it was a packed house. And I think it ran we were good for almost a decade, I would say, before that lockout. And it was a great run. And I think that the fans and the player, the group at that time will always have a special bond, I think.
Yeah, it was really cool. I grew up in Alaska, so I watched a lot of hockey when I grew up. I never played. But for me, it was cool because I was still playing with the Broncos. And your guys' 96 run to Stanley Cup Finals and the Stanley Cup Championship, I was coaching my son's Little League team, and we used to have parties. Like, we'd have practice, or we'd have a game, we'd all run over to somebody's house to watch the Avalanche play. And it was an amazing time. I would ask you this. Obviously you guys had great seasons here and 2 Stanley Cups, but what was it like for you to have your jersey, that number 52, retired by the Avalanche?
Oh, you know what? That was special. I mean, if you look at the guys that are up there, Joey, who, when you say the Avs, you think of Sakic, and then there's Forsberg and Wath and Borky. I mean, I think Hedgie's up there now, but just great players to be part of. But I, looking back at it now, and I learned a lot when I left to Columbus for 2 years. I don't know what would have happened if I wasn't on a team that was like, we had a hell of a core, and you can't win without great goaltending and a strong core like we had, and you kind of take advantage of it. So I'm just fortunate, I think, to be a part of a great group so we were able to stay together for so long. So, but to see it up there, it's something special, and it means a lot to me.
When you look at those Avalanche teams, Adam, you look at yourself, you look at, like you said, Joe Sakic and Patrick Waugh and others. Were there other teammates that maybe a lot of people in Denver don't talk a lot about, but in your mind were really, really key in your Stanley Cup wins?
Well, there's you look at Drury in the first one, it just pops out for me. Lemieux and Kaminsky, like even Scotty Young, you've got to be able to score goals, and Scotty Young had the right winger that had that shot that could you just beat goaltenders, you know, like Sakic shot. You need those types of players to win. And, you know, the Mike Ricci, you got to give Ricci a little love there. He was fun to be around, though he moved from us. But and then a guy that I loved playing with that when he was on the ice was Stefan Yell. I mean, when he was on the ice, it was only him and Sakic in the defensive zone. When they were on the ice, I felt more comfortable. And those guys like that don't get enough, but everyone plays a role, and you need every position filled properly. And Yeller was one of those guys that could take the third line minutes and kill penalties and play against top line. So there's lots of them, though. Lots of great players.
Did Drew ever sit you guys down and talk about winning the Little League World Series and how he could you guys could use that as a motivating factor to win a Stanley Cup?
You know what? The night before playoffs started, we're out at a team dinner, and like ESPN threw it out. And I don't think half the team even knew that Drury won it, the Little League World Series.
Right.
And I'll never forget looking over at his table and his face was beat red because they're like, Chris Drury and the Avalanche take on so-and-so in the first round. I'll never forget that. And he was a great competitor. He was so intense, and I loved it. I mean, he competes, and he's going to do well in New York at his position in management.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I miss about those days as just a player is just the seething hatred that you actually had for other teams. It seems like, you know, everybody trades jerseys, and after the game, everybody's all chummy. And, you know, the greatest thing ever is watching you guys and the Red Wings play, because you guys, like, there was really some seething hate between the two teams. Take me through some of those, just how you felt about them when you guys played them, and what that was like to have a rivalry like that.
Well, I think it's still there. I mean, when I see the lottery come out and see they get the fourth pick, it's still not just joking. But the NHL lottery. And I play with Steve Yzerman. He's in charge now with Team Canada. He's a great person, great guy. He competes. He'll get Detroit back where they need to be, just like Sakic. And his group got the Avs back to where they are now. There is a hate. I mean, there's guys you like that played for Detroit, and after your careers are over, you get to meet them and realize you're just good guys that competed. But at that time, with the fans and the media and what happened on the ice with those, the brawls, it was exciting times. You knew when Detroit was coming into town a week before or 2 weeks before that it was hype, and you knew when you were playing them, there was the juices were running and the adrenaline was running, and those were great times and memories. And I think it's one of the best rivalries, not just in hockey but in sports.
Ah, Footer, man, it's always great to have you on. Always great to catch up, man. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much, man, and continued success to you and yours, and stay healthy, my friend.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right, Legends Week here on The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one, offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati, with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.